Das kann so sagen, dass ich mich schwach, wenn ich mich sagen, dass ich nicht mehr. Die Mischung sagt, dass ich mich nicht mehr auf der Schule. Vielleicht mal Rav would sign documents on the side. Man sagt, that was done when the roof of the signature faced the text of the document. The Mischung discussing when it faces away from the document. Vielleicht mal die Mischung sagt, if two Gittin are written on one paper, each starting from the middle and heading to the opposite end of the page, and the witnesses are signed in between, both Gittin are possible. According to what we just said, the get, which has the roof of the signature facing it, should be valid. Man said, the case is that the signatures were signed perpendicular to the text of the Gittin, therefore the roof of the signatures faces neither get. The Mishnah then gave the case where two Gittin are written one below the other on the same paper and the witness is signed in between. The Mishnah said that in that case, the get in which the signatures are read, meaning the upper get, is valid. If, as we just said, the Mishnah is discussing where the signatures are written perpendicular and the signatures can't be read with either get, then both should be puzzled. Where it says, Rav never signed on the side of a document as a witness. He would sign on the side when he was signing a hazmana for the bezin. The Mishnah said, get shekasu ivris v'chulu. Rav Yirmiyah explained, this means that if the Sefer wrote and signed and another witness signed, the get is valid. Chizda said, the Mishnah must follow Rabbi Yosi, who says the words cannot be transferred to a shliach, and the husband therefore must have directly asked the Sefer to write and sign the get, because if he asked others who may then appoint the Sefer, they will ultimately allow the Sefer to sign as to not embarrass him, and since the husband never asked him to sign, the get would be possible. Therefore, to prevent this from happening, the Rabbanu would have to institute that a Sefer may not be a signer on a get. Since it was not instituted, it must be that we're not concerned for the situation, because the Sefer cannot write the get without being specifically told to by the husband. Directly. It once happened, Dr. Marder Bavo was going to validate a ksuba based on his recognizing the handwriting of the cipher and the signature of one witness. Rabbi Yirmiyah told him the Mishnah only allowed relying on the signature of the cipher along with another witness, not based simply on the handwriting of the text alone. The Mishnah said, Kasav Kanichosoi Vichanichosa Kosher. Bryce says, with regard to Gittin, the person may use the name of his ancestor, which has become sort of the family's last name, until 10 generations have passed. Rav Shimon Elazar said, it's only valid up to 3 generations. We find that Rav Hanina holds like Rav Shimon Elazar as well. Rav Huna said, this view is learned from the pasuk that says, Ki soilet banim uvnei vanim v'nashantim. After the 3rd generation, it becomes old v'nashantim. Rav Shimon Levi learns from a pasuk, and Rav Ami learns this from the pasuk just mentioned, that Eretz Yisrael was not destroyed until there were 7 kings that worshipped the Avodah Zarah. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi once asked Rav, the pasuk says that King Hoshea ben Elo was wicked, but not as wicked as the other kings. If so, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed Dafka in his lifetime? Rav said it was because the Yidden did not go and be Oyler Regal in his time, even though he had removed the barriers that would prevent him from doing so. Rav Chisda Neymar Rukva said that Maremer Darshan, the pasuk teaches that Hashem acted righteously by hastening the Churban. The reason for that is that by the time the final Yidden were sent to Golis, the earlier Rabbanim was still alive in Golis, having been sent to Golis years before, and they were therefore available and there to teach them and establish Torah over there. Ula learns from the pasuk that going into Golis 2 years early saved the Yidden from being totally destroyed for their averes. Zak the Mishnah, if a husband was forced by a bezin into giving a get, it's kosher. If he was forced by a non-Jewish court, it's possible. However, the non-Jewish court can beat him and tell him, do as the Jewish courts told you to do, and then it will be valid. Zak the Mar of Nachman and Shmuel said, if a husband was forced to give a get by bezin, then if it was done according to halacha, the get is valid. If not, it will be puzzle, but would still make the woman puzzle to marry a kohen. If he was forced by a non-Jewish court, if it was done according to halacha, the get is puzzle, but it would still make the woman puzzle to marry a kohen. If it was done not according to halacha, then there's not even a slight effect of the get. She'd even be mutter to a kohen. If goyim may force a yid to give a get, then the get should be valid. And if they can't, it should not make her possible to a kohen. What's this in-between stage? Or Mishashi said, deiraisa, when a guy forces a yid to give the get is effective. The rabbanan said it's possible so that women not be encouraged to go to goyim to force their husbands to give a get. If so, why in the case where it was done not according to halacha is there not even a slight effect of a get? It should be no different than when a yid did it in this way, and the woman should therefore become possible to marry a kohen. Mishashi's statement is mistaken. And when a guy forces a yid, the get is never valid. However, if we don't make her possible when a guy forces her according to halacha, people may think that the get is not valid even when a yid forces him. When a guy forces not according to halacha, there is no concern that people will mistake that for the case of a yid forcing as well. Mar says that Abaye saw that Rabbi Yosef forced someone to give a get. Yes, Rabbi Yosef, we've learned in a braisa that judges are not ordained may not do so, and we're not ordained over here. Rabbi Yosef said, we are the shluchim of the ordained judges of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we may force the writing of the get. Why isn't this said for other matters in which ordained judges are required? Mar said, we only say this for matters that are more common, like that of a get, and not for the less common cases. Zok, the next Mishnah. If there was a rumor in the city that a certain woman was Mekudesha, she is treated as Mekudesha, she may not marry another man. If there's a rumor that the wife of a kohen was divorced, she is treated as such and may not remain with her husband. These rumors are only followed when there is no plausible way to explain them otherwise. What's meant by a plausible explanation? Zok, the Mishnah. If the rumor was that the get was given on a condition, and maybe that condition was not fulfilled, and she is therefore not divorced. Or if there was a rumor that the condition contribution was thrown in a way that it was a suffix, whether it was closer to her or closer to him, she would not be considered as being Mikudesha. Svek Gemara, would we really make this woman usher to her husband based on a rumor? Rav Ashi has said we don't follow a rumor that comes after a marriage. Mara said the Mishnah should be understood as follows. If a woman is rumored to become Mikudeshes, she is treated as such. If she is rumored to then to have been Mikudeshes and then to have gotten divorced, she's also considered divorced and may marry any other man, because the rumor that makes her usher has a follow-up rumor that makes her mutter. But in Echanami, a regular rumor after a regular marriage would not be believed. Rava said if a rumor went out about a woman that she was mezana with a guy or a slave, which would make her possible to marry a kohen, we do not listen to this rumor because we assume that people saw her acting improperly but not actually being mezana. It's actually machlokes tanoim zaklimar whether a rumor is enough to assume that a woman was mezana.